Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Let the celebration begin.
Familiar faces feel the finals glow fading.
The medics in the stars, ready to go far and start walking.
A new year, same goal.
Move along every time till it's normal. Why worship legends? You know that you can join.
Boston bounces back.
The weight of history inspired excellence. On a mission. This is a game with a message. Deliver the message.
Don't ever see it so hard. Raise it to the moonlight and I'm speeding.
Gold-blooded. A dynamic decade of technique and titles. Now, solve and evolve.
Ready to the stars. Ready to go far. Slow walking.
Climb again. Rise again. Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Welcome to NBA Today. We are getting you set for a finals rematch tonight. The Celtics, they host the Warriors tonight. We have you fully covered with reporters from both teams. Kendra Andrews on the Warriors, Tim Bontemps on the Celtics. Tim, let's start with you here. News out of Boston, one of their stars, Jaylen Brown, he missed the last three games with an adductor strain. What is the likelihood that he's going to play tonight?
Say the Celtics are optimistic about Jaylen Brown's chances of playing tonight. Practiced fully yesterday, spoke to the media after yesterday's practice. It was out there for a long time this morning after shoot-around, getting up shots, going through a regular workout, and I think Boston feels pretty good about the chances of having their full complement of guys ready to go tonight when they face the Golden State Warriors here on TD Garden Court for the first time since that Game 6 loss back in June.
All right, so optimistic that they are going to get Jaylen Brown back in this one, but as for the Celtics overall, it's the first time they've seen the Warriors in TD Garden since they won a championship there. How are they still using that as fuel in the back of their minds?
Well, I asked Robert Williams about the experience of getting to the finals this morning, Malika, and he's talked a lot, even going back to last year's finals, about how he always felt good about the fact that he came back as quick as he did from that knee injury last year because of how important it was for him to be part of a team that got to the NBA Finals. And he said the biggest thing he and the rest of his teammates have taken away from that experience is that they don't want it to be seen as a fluke. They don't want it to be a one-time thing. As you see how the way the Celtics have attacked this season, they've been atop the Eastern Conference basically from day one. They want to get back to the NBA Finals again. They want to get one step farther and win a championship. That's been something Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have talked a lot about. It's something Robert Williams reiterated today. And I have little doubt that as they get ready to face the Warriors tonight, they're going to be motivated to show they have taken a step forward and that they are ready to be back in the mix to get back to the NBA Finals and go that one step further and win a championship this time around.
Tim Bontemps, thank you very much. Enjoy the game tonight and that concert rehearsal that's going on behind you. Let's bring Kendra Andrews into this discussion because, Kendra, the Warriors, as it is right now, they're 500. They're the seventh seed in the West. But what are they looking at that still gives them maybe some confidence that they can make a deep postseason run this year?
Yeah, Malika, well, the Warriors actually are looking at the Celtics for that form of, I guess, like, inspiration. Look at the graphic that's going to be on your screen. This time last year, the Celtics had the exact same record that the Warriors have now. So they say, hey, if we can put together a really strong second half to the season, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to make it back to the finals. And you know, Malika, the Warriors have long adopted this mindset of, as long as we're healthy and we make the playoffs, we can beat anyone. Klay Thompson said that's surely the way he's thinking. But Stephen Curry told me a couple days ago, actually, the Warriors can't be thinking like that this season. He said, look at last year, for example. The Warriors, they started 18-2. Then, yes, they went through a rough patch during the second half of the year, but they could still look back at the way they started and say, if we're healthy, that's what we're going to be like. But Steph said this year, they haven't had a stretch like that. There's nothing for them to look back on and say, that's what we are aiming to get back to. He said, we've had one good game here, one good game there, but nothing consistent. Mm. And the Warriors, frankly, Malika, they don't know why they can't put together anything consistent. Draymond Green said it's ringing in his head as loud as it is in ours. He's asking himself that question every single day. He says the Warriors have to play with urgency, yeah, or else they're just going to hover at 500. And the Warriors, they do feel that there's enough time left in the schedule to figure it out, but they do understand that they're on a little bit of a clock, you know, and they have some really tough games this upcoming week. Celtics tonight, and then they host the Nets and Memphis, next week.
Well, particularly on the road, right? Now is the time they got to put those wins together. Kendra, enjoy Boston, sis. Make sure you get some clam chowder, some oysters. I love Boston.
Absolutely.
The food is delicious.
I had those last night.
Making me jealous already. Remember when we went and got those oysters in Boston?
No, I don't remember that.
They were delicious. Perk wasn't invited. Well, actually, Perk big time.
Neptune?
It was Neptune
oysters. Neptune,
oyster.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, here with Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. All right, head-to-head matchup, Golden State, Boston. I want to know where you guys see things stacking up here.
Well, this is the thing. Here we go. Volume score. Now, look, we know Perk is Mr. Homer. We understand that. Like, he's got some connection to him. So I want to see how honest he's going to be. So when I talk about volume score between the Warriors and between the Celtics, for me, I got Jason Tatum. That's who I got. I think he is the volume scorer. And this is why. We had it on countdown, I think it was last night, where he scores the second most amount when it comes to percentage for his team. It's right behind Luka. Now, you might not think that that's like, you know, you're like, Luka, Jason Tatum, there's, you know, Kevin Durant out there. No, he is the second most amount behind Luka. So that's why I have him as a volume scorer in this matchup.
Well, this is how we all know that Richard and I really don't get along in real life. He think he knows me, but he really don't. I'm going with the light-skinned brother with the green eyes, Steph Curry, right? Remember what he did last year in the finals, game 6, put on a hell of a performance. Last game against the Wizards, he just dropped the 41-piece spicy, right? No sauce, just all flats, okay? And listen, he's getting his rhythm back. He can't be stopped. He's playing at a high level, averaging 30-plus a game. Until Jason Tatum showed me otherwise, right now Steph Curry is the man when it comes to playing in the Garden.
Okay, so let's see this. Warriors at Celtics tonight. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about last year. We're not talking about there. We're talking about right now in the season. Now, playmaker, show us who we've got. I want to see what Perk got. Draymond Green, that's why, because really the offense moves around him. Their entire team moves around him. You can say what he does defensively. In my opinion, he's one of the best that we have seen in a very long time. But the playmaking from him for Steph, for Klay, for Jordan Poole is the most important thing for the Warriors offense. So I think he is the playmaker of this game.
Well, you're wrong again. I'm going with Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart, right? One of the most underrated PGs in the game today. When Jason Tatum is playing at his best, he's playing off the ball, including Jaylen Brown. I love the way that Missoula has been involving Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum into the pick and roll, having them dive to the basket. When he's a star in his role at the point guard position, because he know Malcolm Brogdon is on his heels, is going to be the playmaker.
Yeah, if he was that much of a playmaker, they wouldn't have gone and gotten a starting point guard in Malcolm Brogdon, who's been outstanding.
Iron sharpens iron.
Impact defender. Now, this is for me. I'm going to say Marcus Smart. That's who I'm going to say. Yes, I'm going to give Marcus some love. I would even put him over Draymond. What he is doing and the way he anchors their defense, the communication, the energy, he does so many things. So I'm going to say on this board, Marcus Smart is the impact defender on this in this game tonight.
Well, you know I got to show the big fella some love. I'm going with Robert Williams.
Okay.
Robert Williams, put him up here. Since he's been back, his impact on the game has been phenomenal. On the defensive end, you know why? He allows Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart to be aggressive on the wings because they know that they have this anchor in the middle, not only protecting the basket, but his ability and versatile to go out and extend and block shots along the perimeter. And he can switch 1-5.
Man, I got no complaints with this. Hush him out. Intangibles. This is what we're going to talk about. It's all the little things. Like who's got this little juice? Who knows how to pick it up in the right moment? And I'm not going to go against the Golden State Warriors. We know who they are. Like even they were talking about when your sister was talking about, the Warriors can have that mindset. Well, Klay Thompson has that mindset. No.
Her name sister.
I know her name. Just hush your mouth. I'm just messing with her. It's okay. Right. So we're going to talk about the Warriors as intangibles because defending champions, four-time champions, they are going to have all of the intangibles.
I'm going with the Celtics. This is the reason that they have the best record in the NBA. They're playing with a sense of urgency. This is their lick back. They're going to get their lick back. Remember the last time they played the Golden State Warriors this season in Golden State, they got smacked up. It's their time. They're finally healthy. Jaylen Brown, we're optimistic he's going to play tonight. Robert Williams is back. I'm going with the C.
Don't hit the board. Now, look, title hopes. This is where I believe we're going to differ. Look, I know the Boston Celtics have really truly been the best team in basketball all season long, very consistent. But you can't count out the heart of a champion. Tom Donovan's taught us that. The Warriors, four-time champions. Like, I can't count them out of anything. That's just me. They are the champions until somebody knocked them off. And Perk said it. When they played the Warriors, they got smacked. So if the Warriors get back there, they're going to be very, very confident against the Boston Celtics.
Wait, you said this is where you differ. You've differed on every single one. Go ahead.
But you know
what?
His is going to be green. He's not a homer. He starts off with Steph. Everything else is green.
When it goes to title hopes, I'm going with the C. They upgraded their roster. They're playing some of the best basketball in the league. They have the best record. We're not talking about what you did in the past. We're not talking about what's to come in the future. We're talking about the now. And the now tells me that the Celtics' title hopes are higher than the Warriors. By the way, the Warriors are sitting, a game or at 500? I mean, come on now. We're talking about the C's.
Man, we just saw that they were both – look, 22-22 were the Celtics' record last year. Yep. And then they pushed the second half of the season. They were the best team in basketball from January 1 on. So, I'm not going to judge them. I'm going to judge them by what I believe potentially they could do. Title hopes. Called hopes.
I mean, know what's crazy is?
What?
When we get in front of the camera, you say one thing behind the scenes. Oh. You told me that you really don't believe in the Warriors bench, but take it home, Malika.
I mean, we got plenty of time
to
get into this.
I don't even talk to you off camera. Look at why.
At least Perk got the dress code memo today. All right. Let's go to the tail of the tape on this one, though, because we saw the Warriors and the Celtics in TD Garden last in that final game of last year's finals. Obviously, Becky Hammon, the Warriors, they prevailed in this. But when you think back to that, before we get to the tape, what's the one thing that stands out in your mind as a differentiator?
Well, I think, to me, it's experience.
Okay,
going back to a little bit what Richard was alluding to. These guys are growing up into men now, though. They have the experience. They've been there. But if I was picking an impact defensive player,
please,
I didn't get to Richard Perk, but I might pick Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, show us why.
Okay. And the overall tape here. Here you see Marcus Smart bringing it here in transitions. Mm-hmm. Stop right here. You go for a steal. The one thing he's going to see all night is five pairs of eyes on him whenever he has the ball. Okay, so a little gamble here. They're going to start the rotation. Go ahead and let that roll. Stop right here. He's coming off strong side corners. Typically, that's a no-no, okay? But the problem is once he gets deep in here, this becomes a much tougher pass. Earlier, quicker decisions of making your teammates and everybody around you better from Tatum.
And we see Tatum making the read here.
And the strip here. If they're going to be that committed to taking you away, get rid of it early and find ways to get it back to him. Here we see him again. Okay, run it. Ooh, Green was ready to get after that one right here. Okay, you're going to see the switch here.
Yep.
Here's my impact defensive player. Okay, scouting report versus game plan, right? Typically, I don't think coaches like giving up middle drives. Right here on the right side with Tatum, though, he's going to force him to his left. Again, making him put the ball on the floor, bring the help side, let it roll. Here he comes. Bodies. Boom, stop. You see that little bump there? Andrew Wiggins didn't go nowhere. Okay, so he's a guy that can kind of match up with him athletically, lengthwise. But right here, you can do one of two things. Klay Thompson's getting away with guarding two people at the same time. You can either cut this one or a quicker kick out. Bing, bing. What did I say? Bing, bing to the corner.
Bing, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Okay, kick that ball out. Again, you became strong side corner once that ball went middle and got to the middle of the court.
Interesting.
Commit to making the right play. Not 6 out of 10 times, 7. Time after time after time. When you see two defenders, get rid of it.
What do we see here?
All right, little Steph Curry time.
Oof.
Okay, right here, we got people running. Here's the luxury when you play with Steph Curry. You're playing 4-on-4. Look at Marcus Smart. I'm pretty sure his job is to not let him have the basketball. The problem is you peeked at everybody else, and now you might get in trouble. Okay, so you see here, Draymond. This whole entire team is committed to getting this young man shots. So you have to be just as committed as touching him, being up in his space. Now, let this run right here. Stop. Most times I would say get through a screen as best as you can. You can't do that on the best shooter to ever walk the planet. Chase him over top, because now once on that repick, you have zero chance of affecting that shot.
And then as we see it there, I mean, that's a layup for Steph Curry. He just makes it look so easy.
Yeah, very, you're in, that can't be understated. That is a tough shot. That is a tough shot, but for Steph, it's a layup. Now watch all this action. Here's the thing. They just get you to make mistakes. There's so much movement. You're sitting there, you think you're talking a lot. So you see here, Steph's gonna screen in, okay? Run that. A little wraparound curl. Now we got the curl pop. Stop. All this is meant to do, stop, is create separation. Okay, now Brown's 2-3 steps behind. I understand you think you're trying to take away passing lanes, but you can't leave your guy up here alone and with space. He's too far back. He goes underneath the screen again. If anything, chase around those screens. Make him continue to put the ball on the floor, which we all talk about his shooting, but the man is a tremendous finisher and ball handler.
Right.
Well, I mean, he's just a difficult man to stop. But be committed to being up and in his vision and touching him all the time.
And he has improved as a defender as well. We'll see if the Celtics take your notes tonight. Coming up right here on NBA Today, though, we're going streaking again, Richard. But this time, it is in the West. Becky coaches us up on the final possessions of games. And this is no joke. Nikola Jokic, he became the Nuggets' all-time assist leader last night. So we show you his best passes ever. There's a lot to choose from. Plus, it was another dominant night from LeBron James, but the Kings, they still lit the beam. So what else can LeBron do to carry
nothing,
the Lakers to the
absolutely
playoffs?
Absolutely nothing.
Hear what Richard has
to
say.
He can do absolutely nothing. He can do no more.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You're watching NBA Today.
Welcome back to NBA Today, back with Becky Hammon, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. There were plenty of great games, great stat lines, great finishes last night that we need to unpack. We're going to start with some history being made in Memphis, because the Grizzlies, they tied a franchise record with their 11th straight victory. But we're going to pick this up in the fourth quarter where things got a little bit spicy, Richard.
Yeah, they're going to get spicy. Look, this is a matchup. I really wanted to see Donovan Mitchell.
Me too.
But look, this is a great matchup. Darius Garland is still special. And Evan Mobley, that's your guy there, Big Perk. That's your guy. And look, this is a battle. Look, the Cavs could play better on the road, but at home, right now, it's the Denver Nuggets and it's the Memphis Grizzlies. And truth be told, I'm not sure which team is better.
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. Meanwhile, Ja driving to the hoop and finishing. This young man is so special, Becky.
Oh, I mean, the things he does offensively, obviously the athleticism, but he's such a willing passer, such an accurate passer. I think those things are a little underrated on him because he oohs and ahs us with everything else. This last defense in possession, oof, get that out of there. But he was on the floor, Richard, to make that play.
Yeah.
Watch the referee here. Inbound.
Inbound. Got to get rid of it.
Got to go.
That was a quick five.
I agree.
That was a quick five.
We'll run back that and see if that was an actual five. That was quick.
Yeah. Up one. That's a tough one. You can't make that mistake. And even having a young guy inbound the ball is tough.
Steven Adams on cleanup duty. trying to get it sealed for the Grizzlies here. One more shot for the Cavaliers.
Were they down three? Were they down three? I don't understand. How's that ball never get inside the paint?
The Grizzlies, they hang on to win it 115.
It's a one-on-one defense.
That's not one-on-one defense. That's bad offense.
Here's the deal, though, y'all. Since Jaren Jackson Jr. returned to the Grizzlies lineup back in mid-November, Memphis, they have had the best defense in the NBA, more than 2 points better than the Cavs, who are second in this. The Grizzlies, though, they've won 11 in a row, as we documented. They have the best point differential in the West. It hasn't been enough, though, to earn the top spot in the conference, at least quite yet, thanks to the torrid stretch that the two-time MVP is on. Nikola Jokic, it's the hat for me.
He looking fly. Okay. I mean,
if he could do it, I could do it.
No, that's not true.
We're going to pick this thing up in the third quarter here, because look at this here. This is when Nikola Jokic passes Alex English for the most assists in Nuggets history.
Alex English, one of the legends. What have they been doing all year?
They were leading most of the game, as you can see here in the fourth quarter, down by four.
Eddie Ball.
Yeah, there's not much you can do with big fella when he gets into that group. But look, when I look at the Timberwolves team, you understand, look, no Gobert, no Cat. Look, I understand. And they were battling. But, like, what we see, good teams figure out ways to win. Mm. They're going to grind. It doesn't matter if it's with 5 seconds, with 10 seconds. They're going to keep grinding. And that's what the Denver Nuggets have been doing. They have their depth. You see Jamal Murray is back. There's a weapon that they did not have for the last 2 years. And he's really been probably the difference maker in the difference between them being 1-3-6 in the standing.
Well, once again, comes up huge. Denver up two at this point. Nikola Jokic dishes it out to Aaron Gordon, gets it to go. The Nuggets, they get the win 122-118. So Alex English, who before yesterday was the Nuggets assist leader, he tweeted, "I knew that eventually my all-time assist record, it would be broken. I'm honored to see that the two-time MVP, I mean three-time MVP, looking into the future here, is the one to do it. Congrats, big fella." So not all of the Joker's 3,686 are created equal. So we figured we'd show some of the passes that he's been
As
able to
we
do
should.
With a little bit of a top of the top of Nikola Jokic's assists. Because you said you think he might be the best, one of the best passing big men.
No, he's the best passing big man, but he's getting closer to being one of the best passers we have ever seen. We're talking about the Magic Johnsons, the John Stocktons, the Jason Kidds, the Steve Nashes, the LeBron James, the Chris Paul, all these guys. He belongs in that class, and it's not close because it's ability, it's sexiness, it's accuracy, it's all the things.
Wasn't it Michael Malone who said that Nikola Jokic was sexy?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know about their relationship. He said, if you're talking about on the court, some of the things he does, yes, 100%.
All right, top cross-court pass. I mean, this guy, the reads that he makes, Becky, so difficult. Time and score.
Yeah, I mean, you can't teach that. Mm-hmm. You can't teach that. The guy's special. And quite frankly, the NBA, the world has never seen a talent like Nikola Jokic, the total package. And I think early on in his career, he was kind of an unrelenting. So he didn't really want to score.
Yeah.
Now that he's like the most dominant scorer and the best passer on the floor basically every night, pick your poison. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we just need to call this like top football. Is he a quarterback?
No, yes. But here's the thing, right? Just look at that pass. On time, on target, never had to break stride, didn't have to reach for it. It's the same thing even when he's passing the guys in their shooting pocket.
Look at that.
It's on time, on target. Like,
I would not be sitting right here if I did not play with Jason Kidd. And when I tell you I played 700 games with that man.
Glad you've been honest.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay, we could be honest later, too. But this is what I'm saying. 700 games. I would see passes that people wouldn't see. He does those same passes that Jay Kidd does. It's ridiculous.
And all of these that you're going to see right here, they're all from this season. I mean, just taking a bigger step, getting better and better. It's so impressive.
God bless him.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that because that ball is innocent. Look at this. And it's the movement that his players get. Mm. When you play with Jay Kidd, Steve Nash, even Rondo, that probably helped you stay in the league a little bit longer than you should have. What happens is that guys just get so much more energy. You're like, oh, if I run hard, I'm going to score? Oh, so his teammates are just moving, and it's been so impressive to watch this year.
Well, and the Nuggets front office has just done such a great job
putting the pieces around him.
Still to come, though, on NBA Today, speaking of needing some pieces, What the Kings did to have the crowd chanting
like a lot of shots around
the beam. Holy cow. Oh, how long do we think LeBron can sustain this level of play? Richard has thoughts. Plus, speaking of J-Kidd, goes in on the Mavs defense. You need to hear what he had to say and how Becky would fix Dallas's defense. And what better time to debut our new segment? It's going to Perk's Penthouse. We relive Ja Morant's best dunks of his career. We'll be right back.
B-Y-O-B, bring your own bottle.
What?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
I'm a winner, and I want to win. Playing basketball at this level just to be playing basketball, it's not in my DNA.
It's not good.
You gotta wake the hell up.
From a team aspect, I don't want to finish my career playing at this level. I know what I can still bring to any ball club.
A just masterpiece by LeBron. Who else but the King?
LBJ, the King.
All right, so that was LeBron following his final game as a 37-year-old. But since turning 38, I mean, look at his stats. He's leading the league 36.5 points per game while almost averaging a triple-double. He hadn't put up any types of numbers like this in any of his previous 8-game stretch in his career. So we'll get you to Crypto.com Arena, where they were taking on a undermanned Kings team. No DeMontis Sabonis in this one. LeBron getting it done on the defensive end. Watch him here, Rich.
Yeah, he was moving. And this is the thing. When you wonder how much he's got in the tank, he's not the same defender, but he's doing it on both ends. He's giving effort. What else do you want from the man, right? I don't know what else we can say about the guy. Look, no Sabonis, but there was no Anthony Davis. But at the end of the day, De'Aaron Fox showed how he can still run this team, get other people involved. You see Red Velvet getting busy right there.
Everybody. Carter's been great.
What?
Red Velvet. I don't know. Somebody said that was his nickname.
It is.
Malika.
It's Kayvon when he's playing like this.
It's Kayvon?
Yeah.
How you get the hood pass when he starts playing like that? Okay, cool.
He's got like 3-4 different nicknames. And he's Kelvin when he's not playing well.
When he's not playing well?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say, come on, Kelvin.
Oh, wow. I have no problem. But Harrison Barnes, I see you, my guy, HB, delivering late in the game. Big fella, I see you, HB.
And then again, LeBron James dishes it out. Kendrick Nunn gets it to go. Wasn't called for an and one here, though. 1-point game. This is going to be called as a take foul. And then under the new rules, not only did the Kings get free throws, but they also retained possession. Take a listen to Crypto.com Arena.
To play.
There's the sounds.
Music to our ears, Katie.
We've heard it a few times in arenas, and every time I hear it, I get a little nervous because they start chanting it, you know, with a lot of time on the clock. And I want to go like this, but I'm like, I can't break their spirit. But no, it is. It's fun to see the Sacramento Kings jerseys on the road because we got the best fans in the league.
I mean, Mike Brown told me that it's been popping up for him over and over again. Take a listen to the Lakers after the game.
We don't have much room for error. You know, we are limited with bodies. We're playing. We play pretty much, almost everybody tonight. Just you know, just getting ready while I look. And, you know, so, you know, until some of our big guys, our key guys get back, and, you know, that's been a problem for us this year with AD and with AD and AR and Lonnie, guys who are huge in our rotation. You know, we have to continue to play how we played the last couple of games, trying to play mistake-free basketball.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. You know, he's playing at an amazing level, but, again, we can't run him in the ground. That was one of my main goals coming into this season, man, and not, you know, here he is with 36 and a half again tonight, but we just have to manage him. You know, to your point, just it is a concern, and we have, you know, my staff and I, we talk about it all the time, but it's just tough, man, because he's such a competitor, and we're in these games, and, you know, it's he wants to win, we want to win, so you kind of lose sight of the minutes until you come back and see the stat sheet after the game. You're like, oh, hell.
And injuries are a huge part of this, right? But Becky, if you're looking at this, if you're a coach in that locker room, how are you trying to manage LeBron's minutes here?
Well, here's the thing. It's always hard for a coach to manage one of the greatest players ever, if not the best, as they're going down, because generally their skills go down. This guy's getting better.
Yeah.
This guy, he's staying at that same level. So to coach's point, I mean, yeah, it's something you definitely want to watch because it's – when you're in a situation where you're just trying to get into the playoffs and you don't have, like LeBron said, much room for air, man, if you're a coach, it's super hard to take him off the floor.
Right.
I'm just saying, even though you know the science.
Mm-hmm.
But he's defying the guy that's supposed to be really on the down backside of his career. He's playing some of the best basketball of his career.
I remember having these conversations with Mike Budenholzer about Giannis, and Giannis is younger than LeBron is while having to carry this load, and eventually they decided to scale back. Can LeBron sustain this level until Anthony Davis returns, Rich?
Well, he can sustain a level of greatness. Now, again, like him, even if he goes down half a notch, then it's still better than 99% of the league and probably in the history of the league. So, yes, he can sustain this level, but it's part of it's like when you have spacing and you have shooters around you, it allows for the lane to be more open, allows him to get to the paint more. It allows for the IQ to pop up. Okay, if you're not going to help here, then I'm going to hit this guy here in the corner and we're going to move the ball. But his IQ is not on full display because he doesn't have the necessary pieces. We've discussed that. But there's something that I want to play because we've been in a wait and see for the Lakers. We're in a wait and see all last year.
Yeah.
And now we're in a wait and see for this half of the year. Can we roll that clip? I know we have a clip because it made me think of something.
What I said was that players and coaches alone don't win championships, that organizations do. I do sincerely believe that organizations as a whole win. One part of it can't win alone.
So Michael Jordan took a lot of offense to that. Now, he Jerry Krause, you know, again, great, great GM, Hall of Famer, all that stuff. But there was a big beef there where it was like, no. The Bulls have not been to an NBA Finals since Michael Jordan left. You can't just toss up these opportunities. You have one of the greatest players. You have a very high-level talent in Anthony Davis if he can stay healthy and stay on the court. But even if those two guys are healthy, the construct of the team is still not great. We knew this last year.
Yeah.
We knew it coming into the season this year. LeBron signed an extension, and I was on record saying that was the biggest mistake of his career, signing that extension, and it's not looking like I was that wrong. So we got the trade deadline coming up, and we also have potential this summer. So the Lakers, again, it's been 18 months that we've been in a wait and see, knowing that this doesn't work. And so you just wonder how much more patience the Lakers have, how much more patience LeBron has, how much more patience Anthony Davis has. Everyone is growing impatient inside that organization and on the outside.
Yeah, I agree. Two things, right? The first thing, can Bron sustain this? He has no choice. He has no choice
at
this moment. I mean, you're going to be going home in a couple months on vacation anyway. Just ride it out. Two, we all know that he want to break that record for us being the all-time leading scorer. That should be his only goal right now is to
That's
get to that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know, but still, he's still thinking about it. But here's the thing. It almost feels like, in my opinion, that Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss is punishing LeBron James for the Russell Westbrook trade. Meaning, you played a huge part in getting Russell Westbrook here, and we know we have these two draft picks, and we're not going to trade them because you wanted him. You wanted him, Bron. So now you have to deal with it. You made your bet. You have to lay in it. Is it fair? No. Are we wasting his greatness and wasting, you know, his time for us, him being able to go and win championships? Yes. Do I feel sorry for Bron? Yes, but at the end of the day, with Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, especially Rob Pelinka not being aggressive, he's not even traveling on the road. He's nowhere to be found right now. He's, to me, is saying no. Here it is. You dealt these cards. You play.
And this is the part that I don't like about this. Everybody makes mistakes. There's no GM. There's no president. There's no owner out there that hasn't made mistakes, even as players. But the thing that gets a little dicey is, like, yeah, he brought in Russell Westbrook. You know who else he brought in? Anthony Davis. You know what they did in their first year? They won a championship. So, look, you can get something right. You can get something wrong. But at the end of the day, he's delivering on himself. He brought Anthony Davis. That was not him saying, oh, I want to go play with the Lakers. That was Anthony Davis saying, we have the same agent, and I want to go play with LeBron James. And so you can get a little bit of a leeway. You can get a little bit of a leash if you make a mistake and say, hey, I think we can do this. Oh, it's not working. He's done enough good to say, hey, you've done some good. You've done some bad. Let's still maximize this because, yes, the Lakers have 17 championships, but they still have a window for more championships when you have one of the top three, four players in the world, but he's getting older. So it's a matter of what you do. So we got this trade deadline coming up next week. And if they don't make any moves, even if it's just a piece, I'm not saying that they got to make it all.
Y'all remember
they got
what
a
happened,
piece.
Y'all remember what happened last year at the trade deadline? We was waiting on the Lakers, and they decided that they was going to look into the free agency market.
Yeah. Oh, no, they were looking. They went into the free agency. The buyout market. People only want, like, the buyout players that you get, they only want to come if they feel like they have a chance for a championship. Mm-hmm. Guys will be in Milwaukee. Guys are going to start showing up in Boston, Golden State. Those are the places that these buyout guys will start showing. They're not showing up in L.A. That's just the truth.
February 9th, not quite next week, but
whatever. One of those days.
It's the trade deadline. The Lakers are going to be on ESPN tomorrow as they face the Memphis Grizzlies. And speaking of the Grizzlies, was this the best dunk?
Yes.
Jaws all time? Oh. Well, Big Perk is here to judge that. We're headed to Perk's penthouse. That's coming up next.
That's the craziest dunk I've seen all year, period.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
85-67 the count. Morant against McConnell. Pick and roll. Morant. Oh, my. Holy cow.
Oh, my partner. Did we just see that?
All right. This is usually the time on Thursdays where we head to the upper room. But Vince Carter.
Vince needs a day off. We get it, Vince, man. We're here for you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
All good, Vince, because you, Big Perk is here to hold it down. Instead of going to the upper room, today it is all about Ja Morant. So we are going to Perk's penthouse. Only one dunk, though, judged by Kendrick Perkins, can go to the penthouse.
Because we're in the penthouse.
What is this? All right. Ja Morant dunks of all time. Perk, you ready? Please, Lord, do not. I'm going to kick us off, and maybe it's recency bias. I don't know.
She gets to pick the first.
Because I attend the 7 a.m. meetings. You're welcome to.
Yes.
It was Saturday versus Jalen Smith. That's the second meeting of the day. This meeting for Ja. My goodness, look how far he caught that back.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
My.
That's the best dunk I've ever seen him do.
Ah, you want to see a dead body? But it's the goggles. It's the eyes that's looking through the goggles for me.
Jalen, it's nothing but respect. Becky,
that's not true. That's
good luck topping that, my friend.
Oh,
what you got?
Gross. That was gross. But he gives us lots of gross moments.
He gives a lot of gross moments.
All right. Let's see it. Let's get it. What's Becky's moment? Oh, no. Oh,
maybe?
No. Becky, why'd you pick it?
Well, first of all, this is not fair. Because he's trying to defend him at.
Ooh.
The reason I picked this is because, A, I felt like this is an A to B foul.
Yeah, that is a foul.
It's a foul! That's an N1 dunk. right there. Go to the line, young man, and get your third point.
I feel like this was one of the moments, Perk, where folks realize, the casual fan at home, what this young man is capable of.
I mean, and he's the, going the opposite way.
Yes, I know.
I know.
7 footer over Desmond Baines.
I know.
Was one of the strongest guys to ever play.
It's pretty good. What you got, Rich?
What do I got? Because I had the 7th pick today, because that's how we get treated around here. But my guy, Malik Beasley, the reason why I picked this one is because I was on the call. And I was like, oh, my God, Bees, you got cable. Why are you doing that? Listen, I didn't know whose baby it was, but Malik used to be my young guy when we was in Denver. But, oh, man, come on. The 1-2 in the postseason, too.
And it was in the postseason.
It was in the postseason, so I know why he's taking a charge. You don't care about nothing else.
No, you saw him look at him like it's about to. He went to go jump over him, and Beasley was like,
You said BYOB means bring your own bottle.
Yeah, bring your own bottle. You know, I usually, you know, fireworks in the upper room.
Oh yeah,
that's the worst penthouse rule ever.
But bring your own. If I'm going to penthouse,
we see how stocked this penthouse is. We tried something new today. We asked the viewers at home to vote on YouTube
what they
thought was the best dunk. Did they agree with you, Richard? Oh, no, they did not. Oh. They picked Jakob Poeltl.
Stay out they mind.
This year, well, I guess 2022 Jakob Poeltl. And then they did it. The fact that he did it again, the fact that he's done it twice. Becky, I can't ask you to weigh in on this.
That's an offensive foul. No, I'm sorry. The first dunk is still better.
Why Pop keeps setting him up in the drop coverage? Like,
because he can't shoot. Because John wasn't
improving his jump shot.
He's still improving his jump shot. I'm not saying he can't shoot.
This is the fans.
I was there for that game.
Yes, how was that?
That clip was on at halftime.
Oh, no.
And I was like, we got to stop
that. That's the more life for the whole team.
Yeah, don't do that to my guy.
For sure, people was going in.
Let me tell you why Jakob keeps getting on these clips. Because he goes in there. Can we give him credit?
Perk, you know about that. Perk, you know about that.
He put himself on the poster for the team.
That's what's Perk. Perk, you know what? We don't give you enough love, man. You've been dunked on.
Get away from me.
Perk, who's going to the penthouse?
Look, who's going to the penthouse? All those dunks was amazing. I'm here filling in for VC right now, Perk's penthouse. Guess what? I got to go with Malika Andrews.
Oh, surprise.
Dunk against Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
That is the dunk of the year.
Baby. Let's take a listen to this.
Let's put the stats up. We don't have anything to listen to.
I thought we did.
No, we don't have nothing to listen to.
Morant against McConnell. Pick and roll. Morant. Oh, my word. Holy cow.
Well, let me explain something to y'all why this dunk won, okay? First of all, this is in a half-court set. He comes down, he gives a move in limited space, split the pick and roll, 2 steps, and he takes up outside the dots over a 7-footer. This is not in transition. This is splitting the pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Split. I got limited space. I take off over a 7-footer.
Perk.
And I cocked it back.
Perk.
I don't know. No,
I got my guy right here.
I got late weak side help. You can see
late
what Ja has in store tomorrow in our star-studded NBA Friday doubleheader. First, check out Luka and the Mavs hosting Jimmy Butler in the Heat at 7:30 Eastern. Then the Grizz take on the Lakers. Our coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Still to come on NBA Today, we actually have basketball going on right now in Paris. So we recap their Euro trip and check in on the game. Who's NBA playing? Today rolls on. Pistons and the Bulls.
Ew. Why are we going to send them as delegates? They might send them back.
What makes me love this game of basketball so much, because it could take around the world. I've never been to Paris until I have a game, you know, and it makes me want to come back here for sure.
So my last name is French. Levine is French.
Absolutely.
I don't know any French, though, so like that's what I'm looking to learn.
Definitely a blessing, you know, being able to come back here in the middle of the season, get to introduce my culture, the French culture, to my teammates that have never been out here.
So in 1997, Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, they went to Paris to play a pair of exhibition games heading into the season that would be known as their last dance, right? 25 years later, the Bulls, they are back, and 20,000 plus fans, the arena is sold out to see them take
on. They thought they were going
to
see Michael Jordan again.
They get to see Zach LaVine. Let's take you there now. Vucevic getting
on
warm.
On behalf of the United States and the NBA, we apologize for the product that
Richard.
We have. I'm joking. These kind of.
Vucevic gets it to go.
Throw some enthusiasm if you're going to say the highlights.
And then he gets it to go,
there
Ben.
We go, Vucevic with another point.
Another jumper. I got to go to Paris with the Milwaukee Bucks a couple of years ago.
That's a good representation.
It was an awesome experience.
You know what? This could be a turning point for the Chicago Bulls, whether they win or lose the game. Sometimes you need trips like this to develop chemistry and camaraderie outside of the lines.
A trip to the Louvre, get some croissants, maybe some escargot. Would you eat escargot?
I've eaten worse.
It's snails. I learned how to order a croissant in French class the other day. Je voudrais un croissant. Something like that.
Oh, Tony,
it's Tony Parker. All right, some injury news before we take you to break. Christian Wood, he suffered a fractured left thumb. The Mavericks announced he's going to be reevaluated next week. And then Mitchell Robinson, the center for the New York Knicks, he had surgery on a fractured right thumb. He will be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. NBA Today will be back in 60 seconds. All right, we have the third All-Star fan voting returns. The difference here, Kevin Durant has been leapfrogged by Giannis Antetokounmpo as the front runner in the East. So as it stands right now, it would be Giannis that would be the captain. What do you think, Rich?
Oh, I think this is accurate. I know Giannis has missed a couple of games. Unfortunately, KD is going to be out an extended period of time. And a lot of these votes are kind of like what you're doing like right now and what people are seeing. So I think it's pretty accurate.
And it also helps to basically be the president of a whole country. Like you have all of Greece, like Yao, you have all of China.
Right.
Those are some nice things when you're coming over from another country and you are the face of that country.
Yes.
Tony Parker, you can go
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, great players coming out of these countries.
But here's the thing. Kevin Durant has missed 4 games so far this year, and Giannis has missed 10. So he's actually missed significantly more, Perk.
Yeah, they have. But, Malik, I'm still disappointed. Big Memphis got to do better. Ja got to be in there. We just saw it in Perk's Penthouse highlight reel. You know what? Keep sending in y'all stuff. I've been getting it from the Jazz, the Cavs. I got to put in my votes, too. Keep sending. I love it.
Well, remember, though, how earlier in the show we saw Nikola Jokic walk in. And
looking sharp.
Look sharp. And you remember what Perk said?
He said,
I thought I could pull it off.
Well, I think I can pull it off.
But can he pull it off?
Oh, no.
See, but it doesn't have the hat. I feel like the hat is the differentiator.
That's 6'10", 300-pound version
of had the Photoshop. They had a Photoshop.
You see the hand, though? He was about to be like, nah.
There's a lot of Photoshopping there.
It's a lot that be going on with you behind the scenes.
Listen, you got a problem, bro.
My goodness.
Nothing
NFL Live is coming up next.
Right,
we will see you tomorrow.
Orlovsky, my guy!
Tonight.